When I said that I have no interest in chieftaincy matters, I meant it. It was not an idle statement. I am not a chief. I'm not a royal of Boko. I don't have any interest in meddling in Boko chieftaincy matters. And that is what I meant by saying that my government has not come here to deal in chieftaincy matters. We leave chieftaincy matters to Zugruna and the others who are more acute. But it's important that all sides, because one person cannot fight, it takes two people to fight, that all sides continue to exercise restraint and comport themselves so that the peace that we're seeing today in Boko can continue. There's a lot that we have to do together to develop the area and to develop Ghana. Without peace, we cannot do it. So I'm happy that today the peace is prevailing in the area and that you are doing your best to make sure that it remains peaceful. The decision that has been made to create a district out of Timpani, that one is already taken and the process are going on. Any time from now, the Minister for Local Government will announce the formal constitution of Timpani. I've taken on board the demand for the division of Boko West. And I see that the capital is going to be Minaba. That's where the capital is. It'll be good for me. That's my friend who is there. So we will be discussing it. I'll be discussing it with the Minister for Local Government. You know that there are some criteria that have to be met, but we will see. Don't let me make a promise, and tomorrow I can't do it, and then it becomes a matter. But I've heard the request, and I'm going to sit down with the Minister, and we can see what we can do. These programs that we have put into place, especially the one which is most significant for you as farmers, the planting for food and jobs. The reason why it will work is that government has decided to support the work of the farmers. That's why we're supplying improved seedlings, why we're supplying fertilizers at subsidized prices. But you know that when something good is happening, there's always a few mischievous people, criminal minds, who want to use the good things just for their own selfish interests. So that you hear stories that some of the fertilizer is being smuggled across our borders. The people who are doing that, they're enriching themselves, but they're doing so at our expense, your expense and my expense. So I'm asking you, the traditional rulers in the area, to be part of the law enforcement agencies in the area and make sure that smuggling doesn't take place of these important items. The Upper Regional Minister assured me that there's no smuggling in the place. I hope that is true. But we need your cooperation to make sure that it remains that way. The subsidy is for Ghanaian farmers. It's not for farmers in Burkina Faso or for Togo. It's for Ghanaian farmers. So let us keep it that way. The other program of importance is the free senior high school program. For the last 5 years, every year, over 100,000 students who are qualified for entry into senior high school cannot go there because of money. It means that In the last 5 years, over 500,000 young Ghanaian students had to stop their education at junior high school. They could not progress. So if we have kept to the old system, in another 5 years, we would have had 1 million youth who stopped their school at JSS. In today's world, junior high school education is not enough. We have to speak the truth to each other as Ghanaians. In today's world, junior high school education is not enough. We have to make sure that everybody gets at least to secondary school. And that's why I am determined that the policy of free senior high school will continue and continue and continue so that all our children always have the opportunity to go to school. It's not being done for politics. It's not being done for votes. It's being done for the development of our country. This year, to show you the impact of the policy, 90,000 more students are in senior high school this year than they were last year because of the policy. And we want to make sure that everybody who's eligible can find their place in high school. There are difficulties. There are difficulties with the program. There are difficulties with logistics and infrastructure in the schools, classrooms, dormitories, science labs. But everything new, when it starts, has problems. But if you don't start, you can't progress. The Chinese have a statement which I like very much. They say a journey of 5,000 miles begins with the first step. So we have taken the first step. The issues about infrastructure, school classrooms, logistics, we are going to deal with those. But we can only deal with them because we have started. So I want your support. I want the support of all of you, the traditional rulers, for the policy and for insisting that the policy must continue and that the problems that are involved in the policy, in the end, we will resolve them together, government and yourselves and ourselves. We will resolve them. So let me thank you very much once again for coming. The custom that you return the visit is a good custom. Because today I've seen Okunaba here at